My name is Tom Clendon and I help students pass their SBR exam. Now, this edition of my podcast is going to be all about recycling, the reclassification from equity to P&L. What that means, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, what the framework says about it, and when you do it. So, let's first of all think about what is meant by reclassification from equity to P&L. And perhaps the best way of me describing this, explaining this, is through a simple example. So let's imagine that we buy an asset and that asset cost us 100 and that we've owned it for 10 years. And each year that we've owned it, it's gone up in value by one. So we've revalued it each year. Maybe it's PPE. And if it's PPE, what happens is each year there will be a gain of one that's not in the P&L, but is in other comprehensive income and taken directly to equity. So if you are revaluing this asset every year by one, then after 10 years, you've accumulated in a revaluation reserve, in an other components of equity reserve, a balance of 10. Now, strictly speaking, it doesn't need to be PPE for this to happen. Could be an overseas subsidiary. Because if you've got an overseas subsidiary, you're generating a translation difference every year. So you could, after 10 years of owning an overseas subsidiary, have a balance of a 10 in that equity reserve. Now we come to sell the asset. So here we are, we've got a carrying value of 110. We know that it originally cost us 100 and that we've got a positive balance, a credit balance, an accumulated gain sitting in reserves of 10. And we're going to sell it for 111. And therefore the question is, how much profit is reported in the P&L in the year of sale? Now there are two answers. One answer is 11. One answer is recycling. One answer is that the proceeds are 111. The carrying value is 110, but we're going to recycle, we're going to bring in that gain in reserves of 10 to make the gain in the profit and loss account 100 and to make the gain in the profit and loss account 11. So if you recycle, you're going to bring in the reserve back through the P&L, debit the reserve to close it, credit the P&L, boost the profit on the disposal to 11. That is reclassifying the equity to P&L. That is recycling. Because after all, you've already reported that 10 in other comprehensive income over the 10 years, and now you are repeating recycling by including it in the profit and loss account. So it has been included twice in your total comprehensive income for the year. On the other hand, you may not recycle. You don't always recycle. And if you don't recycle and you're selling something for 111 and its carrying value is 110, you simply say the profit's one. The difference between the proceeds and the carrying value is one. End of. No reclassification from equity, no recycling. The profit is one. Now, which is correct? It's not for me to say, in a way, which is correct, because it depends. Because if the asset we are talking about is PPE, then ISA 16 just doesn't like recycling, prohibits recycling. So if it's PPE, the answer's one, and there is no recycling involved. If, on the other hand, we've been talking about an overseas subsidiary and the balance in equity is a group exchange difference, then the answer is 11, because ISA 21 mandates that when you have a disposal of an overseas subsidiary, that the group exchange difference is recycled through the P&L. So it is complicated because it's a rules-based approach as to when you do it and when you don't do it. Now, philosophically, I think there are some advantages and disadvantages to recycling. Part of me likes recycling. Part of me likes reporting a profit of 11 because it's transaction-based. What did you buy it for? 100. What was the other transaction? You sold it for 111. Therefore, the profit is 11. If you believe that profit is transaction-based, you recycle. Yeah, that's an argument in favour of recycling. Buy it for 100, sell it for 111. Of course, the profit is 11. To achieve that, if you revalued it in the meantime, you have to recycle. A disadvantage of recycling, though, is this idea that we are somehow double counting. That we're reporting the profit every year in OCI, 1111111, and then we report it a second time at 11 in the P&L. And the idea of double counting is that you are reporting the profit when you recognise it every year on the revaluation, and then you report it again when you realise it on disposal. And double counting doesn't feel right. I mean, double counting, recycling also means that past gains are included in current year's performance. You see, if you report a profit of 11 this year, that's your transaction, actually that profit has accrued, has been made over a 10-year period. You just happen to have sold it this year. So a disadvantage of recycling is that past gains are included in current year's performance. Ah. So I've already given you a couple of examples as to when you recycle and when you don't, and it's based very much on an individual accounting standard. Cash flow hedges, you have to recycle the gain or the loss on a derivative, which is designated as a cash flow hedge, you have to recycle. But if you've got a remeasurement on your pensions, then ISA 19 prohibits that from being recycled. So it is a rules-based approach. And that's because the rules on recycling and the issue of recycling was not originally addressed in the conceptual framework. So the framework does mention recycling, but it doesn't prohibit it and it doesn't mandate it. The framework simply says it's in favour of recycling. It thinks ultimately putting gains and losses through the P&L is the natural home for it. So maybe when standards come to be revised in the future, there will be a greater emphasis on trying to get things through on a recycled way. But we know that when we have a conflict between the standard and the framework, we must follow the requirements of the standard. Thank you for listening. If you want help in passing SBR, please reach out to me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on the internet. I'm with FME. You can find me. My name is Tom Clendon, and I can supply you with proper courses, comprehensive, platinum-approved ACCA courses to help you through SBR, supported by a lot of marking, mock exams, WhatsApp support. I look forward to helping anyone who reaches out to me.